got to clean up the house.
Is that what your mother used to say?
That's what I've always heard.
Yeah. And
she always say, let's do the most important things first.
Get it over with.
Yeah. And said, if we can't get all of it done, just let's get the most important things first, and then we'll know we have time for that.
Yeah. Let's see, what do you sleep with?
What do I sleep with?
I mean, what do you sweep with?
Oh, sweep with a broom.
Right, and if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where?
I used to keep it in the closet.
Mm-hmm. And if you did keep it right behind the door, then what would you say?
The broom's behind the door?
Yeah. That's about it. Well, I was just trying to see if some people say toe hind. Did you ever hear that?
No.
No? Okay. And then years ago, on Monday, women usually did their
washing.
Yeah. And what might you call it if they were both doing the washing and the ironing together on the same day? What do you?
I'm so tired.
What do you call the place where a bachelor might take his shirts and things to get
laundry.
Them cleaned?
Yeah. I've got to do my laundry today.
Yeah. Okay, now, you already told me that you don't have a second floor on the house.
No.
Right? Let's see. If you did have steps, though, that were from the inside on the first floor up to the
second. Well, I do have some steps going down in the basement.
Do you just call them steps?
Steps, uh-huh. That's what you call them.
Are they ever called anything different if they're outside or inside?
No, they've always been called steps.
Yeah. Okay. How about a stairway? Those two.
Well, but down there, I don't know, there's a stairway. If you have a two-story, you would call that stairway if you had another story above, you know.
Right. But if it's outside, you usually just call it
steps. It's just called those steps, uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Now, I know that you have a porch. And, let's see. Is there any difference between one that's inside and outside?
You mean enclosed?
Yeah.
Well, the only difference, they don't get quite as dusty and dirty as the enclosed ones as the ones that not closed. Now my terrace out here, I can tell the biggest difference. Oh, I have trouble, honey, with the birds.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Just don't know. And my trees, I had limbs sawed off, so I thought that would do away with them, but still it has.
No, they'll come.
Yeah.
They'll think that you put food out there for them.
But I don't. I don't feed them on that account to try to get rid of them.
Okay, tell me, I didn't really get to look at the terrace when I came in.
Well, we
what is
at
it? Is it just open there? And then it's all open?
It's just,
is there any columns or anything?
Yeah, there's right here at this little entrance, you know.
Okay.
This column.
Do you ever call them anything different when there's a terrace that's really big with real big columns on it?
Well,
and it goes all the way around the front and the
that's
side.
That's a porch and it's got columns.
Yeah, yeah.
Terraces don't have columns, they're just open.
Oh, okay.
No roof over them.
Oh, all right. Okay, I understand. How about a porch? Can you have a porch on the bottom floor and the top floor?
Oh, yeah, if you had a two-story house, you could.
And it's still called a porch if it's
on
the top?
Uh-huh, floor. There's one next door to me, this apartment house up here.
Okay.
It has a porch.
Okay.
Upstairs, downstairs, and upstairs.
Is an apartment house just is this an apartment house?
Mine. No.
What is
no apartment house, honey. They just built from the beginning, you know, apartments.
So that they units. Know that there's going to be a unit.
Yeah, units. Yeah. Different.
And you own an apartment?
Huh?
You own?